We're all Christians here this morning. We're Bible-believing, God-fearing, born-again Christians. And as Christians, we are like disciples of the Lord. And a disciple is a follower of the Lord Jesus. And I'd just like to share some thoughts with you this morning about being a follower of the Lord Jesus. Firstly, I'd like to read some verses, Mark chapter 10 and from verse 32. As we read these verses, see if you can pick up on the problem that's occurring here in these verses. Mark chapter 10 and verse 32. Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him saying, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? They said to him, Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory. Now, as I read these verses the other week, I couldn't help but notice what a stupid question these disciples asked. And I was just amazed at what they were thinking. The Lord Jesus has just told them, the one that they'd been following for nearly 3 years, the Lord Jesus has just told them what was going to happen to him as they were on the way to Jerusalem. And he was very graphic in what he said. Verse 34, they will mock, scourge, spit and kill him. And the disciples' next question was, Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in glory. They were thinking of themselves. They just heard that their leader, that the Son of God, was going to be killed. And they were thinking of themselves. And my thoughts this morning are concerning us as followers. What are we thinking of? What is our focus in our lives? Is our focus our family? Is the leading thing in our life our work? As a Christian, is my focus the Sunday school and the kids, or Friday kids? Is it personal evangelism? Is it studying the scriptures and understanding doctrine? What is our focus? The examples I've given you are just a few that I've thought of, but I think they're all wrong. They're all good things, but our focus should be the Lord Jesus. He is the one we should be following. When the Lord gave his final words to the disciples in Matthew chapter 27, he said, Go therefore into the world and make disciples of all nations, and he goes on. The words that the Lord Jesus left us was a commandment to make disciples of people. But we cannot make disciples of people if we're not disciples ourselves. We cannot make followers of the Lord Jesus if we're not following him ourselves. We'll turn to that a bit later. At Treasure Seekers, the last couple of years we play games with the kids, and one of the games that we play is Follow the Leader. Now, I'm sure you all remember playing Follow the Leader when you were little. It's where you all, there's one single line of kids or people, and the person at the front is the leader. And whatever he does or she does, everyone down the line has to follow. At Treasure Seekers, Brett does it really well. I hope you don't mind me saying that, Brett. And I really enjoy just sitting back and watching all these lilies run around the car park, in through the kitchen, downstairs, out the garage, round the back of the hall, right around the yards. They all follow Brett or Phil or whoever's leading. And it is, I find it quite hilarious as I watch them. You see them, they all start off, as they start the game, they're all following the leader and they're waving their arms about. And right down the line, you can see all these littlies doing exactly the same. They go on a bit further, and the ones that are right behind the leader are still doing whatever they're doing and doing the actions. They're doing it well, they're following the leader. But as you look a bit down the line, some are still going like this when they should be going like that. They're getting a bit slow. Further you go down the line, some are starting to push each other and fight each other and starting to have a bit of a rumble. Further down the line, some are running off and they're just leaving the leader and they're running off and they're going their own thing. They found a ball or something. Some of them are running off and then they're coming back and joining the line. Some are just doing their own actions. They're doing their own thing. And that's really bad for the people who are behind them, because the people who are behind them start following the person in front. So instead of waving their arms about or whatever, they're jumping up and down, and the people behind them are jumping up and down. And then you get those that are right down the back that sort of just wander along. They just sort of daze along. They're not following the leader. They're in the line, but they're just sort of walking along, just happy to be there. And it's really funny to watch, because you just see the kids are just going everywhere. The longer the game lasts, the more you seem to lose kids. I was having a lot of fun last night drawing parallels between the game of follow the leader and our Christian life. So bear with me, because I don't want to go, because I know when you sort of have a parallel thing like this, you can, and it can only go so far. So bear with me, but there are a lot of parallels between the game of follow the leader and our Christian life. I was going to say life is like a game of follow the leader. As Christians, we should be following the Lord. We should be following his example. Now, there's some of us, particularly when we start off in our Christian experience, we're following the Lord and we're following him well. We are keeping his words. We are doing as he says. And that's like the kids that are right up the front at the start of the game. Everyone's doing what they should be doing. And I know for myself, when I started out in my Christian life, after I was soon saved, I was keen, I was excited and only too happy to follow the Lord. Now for some of us, that joy and that keenness lasts years. Some of us it lasts months, some of us it lasts weeks, some of us just last days. And there's some of us in our Christian life that are following the Lord and we're doing what we should. There's some of us that are a bit slow. Instead of following the Lord, we're getting a bit behind. And some of us have started out well, but we're like Paul says, there's he's speaking to some people and he's saying, you're still on the milk, you should be on the meat of the word. And we haven't grown. And there's some of us like that. We started out well, but we're getting behind. We're not up to where we should be. Some of us are fighting each other. Not physically pushing each other and biffo, but some of us, instead of following the Lord and focusing on the Lord, we're fighting each other and we're pushing each other. Some of us are running off and doing our own thing. We've got distracted by things in the world, things around about us, and we've run off. Now, some of us have run off and we've come back. And some of us, perhaps still, I don't know, myself, we run off and a couple of days later we come back. Or, what happens to a lot of us, we run off during the week and on Sunday we come back in the line and follow again. Some of us are running and continually running off and coming back in the line. Unfortunately, there's some, and they're our family and they're our friends, that have run off and haven't returned. Backsliders, we call them. Some of us are doing our own thing. Instead of following the Lord, we're doing what we feel is right. And unfortunately, some people are following us instead of following the Lord. And then there is always some of us that are just dazing along, just dozing along. We're in the line and we're just, that's about it. We're not doing anything at all. Now, all of us are in the line. We're all followers of the Lord Jesus. We are all Christians. And it doesn't matter if we're fighting or if we're dozing along, Doesn't matter if we're following someone else, we're all in the line and we're all Christians. But the problem that lies is we're not focusing on the leader. We're not following the leader. What brought about these thoughts? I was reading in Mark chapter 14 last night, and where's the verse? Verse 54. Chapter 14, we'll know, most of us will know that it's a time just before the Lord Jesus is to be crucified. And the title, for my section anyway, is Jesus Faces the Sanhedrin. He's about to be put on trial. And they let, verse 53 says, and they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests, the elders and the scribes. But Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. I read this last night, and first sentence in verse 54 jumped out at me. Sometimes verses jump out at us, don't they? And Peter followed him at a distance. And how true is that in our own experience? We are following the Lord, but we're following him at a distance. I imagine the scene, and Peter is like a private investigator sort of thing. He's following the Lord. The Lord's down there, and he's trying not to be seen, but he wants to know what's happened. But he's keeping his distance. He's not getting too close to the Lord because he doesn't want to be associated with the Lord and then, as a result, be put on trial himself, and who knows what could happen. He's sort of following, trying not to be seen, but trying to see at the same time. And how many of us are like that in our Christian experience, in our following of the Lord? We're following from a distance. We don't want to get too close. And we all know what happens with Peter. He falls into sin. And that's what happens when we follow the Lord at a distance. When we fall behind, or we're not getting close to the Lord. We get distracted by sin, and sin overtakes us. And so I just hope that these thoughts might encourage you this morning. We're all getting an early mark. Encourage us to focus on the Lord. Be willing to follow the Lord closely. See, if we follow at a distance, we're never ever going to get to know the Lord really well, because he's too far away. And it's not his problem, the problem is ours. We need to follow closely. I came to this part and I don't know where to go from here. When I say we should be followers of the Lord, it's easy to say, but what does it mean in our day-to-day experience? What does it mean to follow the Lord? It's not like the Lord is there with the 12 disciples, that they could walk with him and talk with him and hear his teaching and watch his example. How do I follow the Lord? And I haven't really got an answer. The answers that I got are extremely, extremely simple. But I think there's things that sometimes we overlook. We need to draw close to the Lord. We need to follow his example. So obviously we need to read his word. And we need to spend time in prayer. We need to pray. And so that's my encouragement. I know it's not much. But let's try to read our Bibles. Not just read them out of, I've got to read the chapter today, so you read it. But let's read them to get something out of, to learn more about the Lord, to learn more how we should be following him. And then let's spend time in prayer. You know, I've been a Christian since I was 14 or 15, so that makes me about 11 or 12 years old as a Christian. And this year is, I've still got about months to go, this year is the first year that I've gone through the year with reading the Bible every day. I like to say I've been praying every day, but I would be lying if I said that. I haven't spent time in prayer every day. And I was thinking about it the other day, I thought, that is really bad, you know. I've been a Christian 12 years, and it's only just now that I've started to read the Bible every day. And to enjoy looking forward to reading the Bible every day. Now, as a Christian, this is our bread and butter. It's our guidebook. it's everything to us. So my encouragement to you this morning is to follow the Lord, and maybe you won't, and I'm sure there's heaps of other ways you can follow the Lord, but this is my simple little thought anyway. Let's spend time reading our Bibles, and then let's spend time praying, asking the Lord for help. I wonder how much time we spend praying every day. And so many speakers say that, eh? And whenever I always switch off when they say you should be praying, because it's obvious we're Christians, we should be praying. But when you sit back and think about it, how much time do we spend praying? And not just giving thanks for our food, but real fair dinkum prayer to the Lord, real communion with the Lord. So I just trust these thoughts will be an encouragement to you.